Today on Vox Talks, are multinational firms cutting emissions or exporting them? Welcome to Vox Talks from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. Strict national anti-pollution laws penalise firms whose activities emit CO2. Well, the purpose, of course, is to discourage them from doing it. But is it causing them instead to shift their polluting activities to places where regulation isn't so strict? Itzhak Ben-David of the Fisher College of Business, Ohio State, is one of the authors of a paper, it's forthcoming in Economic Policy, that investigates whether multinationals are exporting pollution. Welcome to Vox Talk, Zahi.
Thank you for having me on your show, Tim.
How much variation is there in the strictness of environmental policies today?
In fact, there is quite a bit of variation across the globe in these policies. We see clusters of countries. So in Europe, it's pretty uniform, although the Nordic countries are doing a better job than other countries. In North America, we see Canada having stricter policies than the US, for example. But also within the US, we see quite a bit of variation. Hmm. If you look at other places across the globe, we see also variation within each continent and sometimes even within each country.
And you're looking here in this paper at the behaviour of multinational firms by definition. So how much of the GDP of advanced economies, I suppose, how much of the emissions in advanced economies do firms like this represent?
Our paper looks at multinational firms where we can actually compare how much they emit at home and how much they emit elsewhere. And these are the largest firms on the planet. So if we look at OECD, the advanced countries, multinational firms contribute about 50% of GDP. It's hard for us to measure exactly how much they contribute in terms of emission because we don't see in our data the emission of other firms, non-multinational. But it's very likely that these firms contribute a similar part to the global emissions.
But how easy is it for them to just shift a polluting activity from country to country these days?
I would argue in some cases it is easy and in others it's not so much. Moving an existing manufacturing facility from one country to another is quite costly. And my guess is that the tax on the emission might be the tipping point. There are likely to be other reasons as well, for example, labor costs or electricity costs, etc. But if you think about designing a new manufacturing facility, then this might be an important factor because a firm might think about what will the future hold. Is the target country likely to be stricter or not? It might be also an argument for outsourcing some activities instead of producing in a country where the policy is strict.
I see. And in that case, your argument is that multinationals might choose to do that if it was cheaper than the cost of paying to pollute, being taxed for the pollution in their home country, or cheaper than the cost of designing some kind of process that reduced their impact on the environment.
Exactly. So a firm might face a decision of what are we going to do next year? Are we going to update our technology and stay within the emission limits that are being imposed by the country? Maybe we should just, buy the bullet, pay the fines. Maybe this would be cheaper. Or maybe we should relocate or outsource our activities. In some cases, this might be the cheaper solution. Now, in some cases, it's just hard to relocate, right? I mean, if you're a mining company and you're mining a specific mineral, which is available in one geographic location, well, there aren't many, many options, right? So you either pay the fines or update your technology.
To do this research, you need to have data on how much each firm pollutes in each country, I would guess. Where do you get data like that?
Yeah, exactly. So these data were not available until the last few years. So the CDP, which is the Carbon Disclosure Project, is basically an organization that collects survey information from these firms. These are self-reported, but some of it is audited, so there is good reason to believe that it is truthful. These data are used by institutional investors. So institutional investors, many of them started caring about ESG issues. So these are environmental, social, and governance related issues. And a pension fund or an investment management may require certain standards from the firms they invest in. So CDP provides these data to institutional investors and allows them to select the firms in which they are going to invest.
And I suppose as well, you also have to find some sort of measure, some sort of index for the strictness of policies in each country and each year, each industry. Again, how do you measure that?
Here we rely on the World Economic Forum data. They collect data at the country year level. So we don't have, unfortunately, industry level,
okay,
but it's the country year. And basically they provide data about the strictness of environmental policies and the degree of their enforcement. And we combine these two measures. They are highly correlated. So a country that has tighter environmental policies also tend to be stricter in its enforcement. And this is a scale ranging between 1 to 7, 1 being the least strict and 7 being the gold standard of these policies.
Now, combining all of this, it leads us to finding out how much of pollution then gets exported. You call it carbon leakage, I think. How large is this effect?
Yes. So what we see in the data is that multinational firms that are headquartered in a country that is a bit more stricter, so let's say by one notch on the scale between 1 and 7, is going to engage in lower pollution by about 35% in its home country,
mm-hmm,
but higher emissions in foreign countries combined by about 35%.
Oh.
So percentage-wise, it seems like whatever is reduced at home is emitted elsewhere. But this is a bit misleading because of the differences in the base rate. The global emissions are actually down a bit, so by about 15%. It summarizes. If you look at countries with stricter environmental policies, you see that firms that are headquartered in these countries emit less at home, more in foreign countries, but overall emissions are lower by about 15%. So it has a net positive effect. There is some leakage to foreign countries outside of your home country.
I was going to say, it's not 100% great news, but it's not the terrible news that there is just a displacement effect.
Yeah, for sure. The environmental policies have a bite. There is no doubt about it. Stricter environmental policies at home force firms to reconsider what they do. So either they implement better technologies, or they maybe scale down production, or maybe outsource or export pollution through this leakage mechanism. But the overall net effect is a reduction in the total emissions by these companies. So I would say these policies are effective. They are not 100% bulletproof, but they work.
Now, what's going on in the countries to which the pollution is being exported? Is there any evidence that they keep their regulation lenient or their enforcement low to attract this business?
So this is an excellent question. So what we observe in the data is that countries with strict policies are more likely to emit in countries with lower standards. Okay, so when you see that, you kind of wonder, is this about these foreign countries providing a haven for pollution, or are these companies being pushed out from their home countries? What we see in our data is a push effect rather than a pull effect. So it's really about the strictness of the policies in the home country that push firms to find solutions rather than being attracted by these pollution havens.
And are all firms pushed in the same way? Do they all behave in roughly the same way, depending on, I don't know, the size or the sector, the business that they're in?
Yeah, so we see a few interesting effects. There is variation in the data in terms of the strictness of the governance of the firms. Some firms are being governed better by their shareholders. So in these firms, all effects are stronger. So firms that have a tighter governance mechanism are going to react more strongly to the home country policies and also export for this pollution outside. Another dimension where we see a stronger effect are actually in the pollution-intensive industries.
Mm.
Like electricity and gas, refineries, air and water transport, mining. I mean, in all these industries, environmental policies are going to have a greater bite. The penalties are going to be larger. It's true that also the relocation costs are higher. But what we see in the data is that the effects are just larger in these industries.
So, Zahi, coming up in November this year, we've got COP26, the Global Climate Change Conference. Should attendees to this conference, when they read your research, I'm sure they will, should they be celebrating the fact that, as you say, it's net lower emissions, or should it be a warning to them that a lack of coordination on policy is causing this carbon leakage and they could be doing much better?
I would say that this is a mixed message overall. So it seems that environmental policies do have a bite. So it seems that they work. I mean, they force firms to reconsider their trajectory. Sometimes it ends up with updating the technology to more efficient technology or a less polluting technology. And sometimes it ends up with making decisions to transfer the pollution elsewhere. So this is the good news. The bad news is that there is leakage. We do see that some of the pollution appears to be happening elsewhere. And there is a silver lining that there is something to do about it, because the fact that carbon emission is leaking means that it has somewhere to go. So better coordination could help everybody out here. The reason that there is this leakage is that it has a place to go. If there are fewer and fewer places that allow a leakage, then I think we're all going to benefit from it and having a greener planet, hopefully in a few decades.
Well, let's see what happens at COP26 and before COP26, I guess. It is an interesting insight into how policy does have to be coordinated in things like this. Zahi, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much, Tim.
The paper, if you want to read it, is called Exporting Pollution, Where Do Multinational Firms Emit CO2? The authors are Itzhak Ben-David, Yijin Zhang, Stephanie Kleinmeier, and Michael Viez. And it is forthcoming in Economic Policy. Plenty of time for COP26 if you're a delegate. Please do read it. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. We bring you the most innovative economic research every week, so subscribe to Vox Talks. You'll never miss an episode. And remember, you can find more than 12 years of Vox Talks at voxeu.org/vox-talks.